The sixth thing to do is to avoid any food close to bedtime. All that digesting will keep you awake at night. However, it's a good idea to feed your brain the evening before. Fish that contains omega-3 fatty acids, such as salmon, help boost your brain power. You also might want to incorporate some eggs into your general diet. Eggs contain choline, which is linked to memory and cognitive performance. Avoid simple carbohydrates and processed sugar. These may give you a temporary energy boost, but they cause your body to crash, which leaves you feeling super tired later. If you crave something sweet, go for fruits, especially those that contain vitamin C, which help improve your mental abilities. If you like salty snacks, eat pumpkin seeds or nuts, which have vitamin E and zinc, also good for your brain. Lastly, on the morning of your test, eat a healthy breakfast with fiber and protein, which will keep your mind alert. An example of a good breakfast is a glass of juice, an egg, toast, and cheese. The seventh thing you should do is stay generally hydrated, especially before an exam. One of the symptoms of dehydration is fatigue, so bring a bottle of water with you to the test. A lot of students drink coffee or other caffeinated beverages, not only when studying, but also before taking a test. However, be careful because caffeine is a diuretic, which means it will dehydrate you. Dehydration can cause fatigue, so if you drink coffee, also drink plenty of plain, clear water so you don't get dehydrated. Drinking coffee after dinner time is also a bad idea because it keeps you awake, and you need to get a good night's sleep before a test. Chewing mints or mint gum is an alternate way to stay alert. Studies have shown that mints or mint gum increase alertness, accelerate reaction time, and increase how people process information. There's one more thing. Avoid alcohol, especially the night before a test. In addition to the hangovers, alcohol also dehydrates you. The last thing to do is use visualization, which is using your imagination to mentally create a situation. There are two ways that visualization can help you prepare for a test. You can use this technique to help you relax before a test or to help you create the outcome you want. To relax and get rid of your stress, close your eyes and cover them with the palms of your hands to eliminate any light. Then imagine a scene that's very relaxing to you, such as a day at the beach or curled up in bed with a good book. Picture as many details as possible to make it realistic, and spend a minute enjoying the relaxing scene. Open your eyes and feel your body more relaxed than it was before. Then repeat the same visualization scene. The more you practice this, the easier it becomes. This process creates a safe place for you to feel calm and relaxed before you sit down to take your test. The other kind of visualization is about creating the result you want. Imagine yourself achieving your goal of passing the test. What does it look and feel like? Imagine your success in as much detail as possible. On the day of the test, you can do the following things to ensure that you do well on the test. First, go to the bathroom so you won't have the urge for the duration of the test. Find the place in yourself that is confident and go to this place and stay there. When you get the test, read the directions carefully and follow them. Before you start, look over the entire test and identify which sections are the easiest and which are the hardest. Answer the easy questions first, which will not only get them out of the way, but will also give you confidence for the harder parts. Skip questions you don't know and come back to them at the end if you have time. Your job is to get the highest score you can on the test, and if you get stuck on hard questions, you'll just waste time and may not get to the questions that you can answer. Set a good pace that will allow you to finish the whole test in the time that you have. Also, if it's a multiple choice test, Cross out any obviously wrong answers. Even if you don't know the right answer, you increase your chances of guessing correctly. For essay questions, write an outline before you start. In your outline, write down your main point and the supporting details you want to mention. This will help you stay on track as you write your response. Lastly, review your answers before you submit your test. Too often, students forget to do this and turn in a test with careless errors. Armed with these suggestions, you should do well on your next test. Good luck!